space. I don't want my girls, and we all need space. When the queen come through, part like the Red Sea, move out the way. How many times I'ma say,
hey,
it's a home run when the team touch base. Back it up. Humble like we about to come up. Don't make me turn into trouble, cause we going straight for the jungle. Hey, back it up. Humble like we come out the jungle. Don't make me turn into trouble, cause we coming. Yeah, that listen.
Move.
Hey, yeah, you gotta move. Anything you do will be held against you. You got to move. Skirt off, make room. Stampede coming through. Big boss on the move. Listen, I was at work. Everybody's around. Listen.
It'll be a sing-along in a minute.
Man, because I was listening to this, and this I was listening to the Renaissance, you know, because sometimes you just have to go back.
Yeah, run that bit.
And this came on, and I was at my desk like, hold on. Why is this hitting like I played it like
right?
I played it like three times. Like, why is this hitting like this? Like, this is like it was the first time I heard.
I know that's right.
So, yeah,
you better enjoy it,
girl. Every chance I get, now I got to try to figure out I'm gonna get this $160.
Well, yeah, let's jump right on in. So listen. Let me tell y'all something. Beyonce be doing a lot, okay?
Girl.
She be doing a lot. And so today, she actually spoke to the people, y'all. She didn't just post a picture of a bottle and put some words as a caption or a link or say shopbeyonce.com. She actually spoke to us. And I was very shocked. That I'm telling you, I was shocked.
Listen. When I was scrolling and her video pop up and I saw her mouth moving, I said, oh shit, wait a minute.
Right. Let me listen to this.
Everybody
dancing around.
Everybody, silence. Everybody. What did you say, ma'am?
Yeah, she said, this is my Say Noir unboxing and it's finally here after years of work where I wanted something to be monolithic and I wanted it to have a little bit of intimacy. So right here, you can see the inside, the soul of the perfume. She said, I actually sprayed this during the show a few times, got to keep it fresh. And that is Say Noir, Say No More. Yeah. And so, yeah. So apparently, you know, you could pre-order the perfume. They'll ship out next month. They are $160 bottle.
I need to find Soul Menzies to give me. No. Yeah. I need Soul Menzies. I gotta do math. I think Soul Menzies needs to give me $40 since they like to give $40 so much.
We need four men's to donate to the show and we will pre-order fee a bottle of Say Noir, because let me tell you, I'm not buying it yet. Y'all could pre-order it.
I don't really do blind purchases. Mm-mm. On perfume.
Definitely not,
because I keep thinking about Fenty.
Go ahead, talk about it.
I feel like you got more to say than me about it.
Go ahead. No, you can say what you're going to say, because I do have more to say, but you can continue.
That's all I'm saying. I just keep thinking about Fenty's perfect.
So, I'm going to start with what you said about Fenty. I was gung-ho about buying my baby mama's perfume, and I was definitely just going to buy that $87 bottle of perfume without even thinking, right?
Sure.
And then I was like, bitch, you gonna be mad if you buy that perfume and you don't even like what it smells
blind.
And so I said, you know what, you smarter than this, bitch, don't do that. Then what she did was she said, if you buy X, Y, and Z, you get a free sample.
That's what I did.
I said, I'll buy X, Y, and Z, and maybe LMNOP while I'm at it, because I need some old Fenty skin. So I bought it, and I got it, and I hate it.
Child.
I was like, this is not giving what y'all niggas said it was going to give.
It is a acquired smell.
Yes. I was just going to say, when I get those kind of samples, I put them in my travel bag, right? Like a bag that I'm taking on vacation or something, just to try it out, how it's going to work with me. It just didn't hit. And when the mans don't ask me what I got on, I know he don't like what I got on.
Yeah, when they don't be like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me, I did the same thing. You know, it was like, if you buy this amount, you will get a free sample. So I bought the amount needed to get a free sample. And it was like, the initial spray, you'd be like, The dry down, you like, okay. But then the linger, you like, what the fuck?
Not the what. Yeah, because I like the initial spray. But it's something, it just don't.
It's the end notes. It's something with the end notes. Because the last time that I sprayed it, I sprayed it because it does linger. And it was on my clothes. And I was like looking, I think I was sorting my laundry, I was doing something. And I was like, what is that? And I was like, golly, this is horrible. So
horrible.
But like, it's weird because I think with that, you can't spray a lot, and you can only spray it on your body.
You think?
I don't know, child.
So back to Beyonce and Say Noir. This is why we ain't buying it off rip. Also, a lot of people don't think they old enough to recall she had another fake fragrance before. It was called Heat she had another fragrance before, and I didn't like that motherfucker. And so she don't have a good track record with me and fragrances. Now, I was reading the notes on this one, and I want to say that I'm semi-professional now at what the notes actually smell like, since I created my own scent last weekend with the Hub Dub.
Cute. Let me just say, I stole your sound from your reel.
Enjoy.
I did. I thought I used it. What's up, Bob?
Mm-hmm. I be finding the little gems. I don't want everything that everybody else got.
Yeah.
Well, but then I realize other people got it now.
Everybody's using that now. But yeah.
So we went to create our own scent, and basically they give you like, I don't know, I think it was like 50 cents that we got to smell. And so I remember what they smell like now. And I read what's in hers. And so one of them was Clementine. So that means it has a citrus note. I said, no, I smelled that. I didn't like it. It was not a circle on my paper.
Okay.
She has notes of rose in the fragrance, so that's in the floral family. I don't like smelling like roses. I don't like smelling like a bunch of flowers all the time.
Yeah, I'm not
overpowering.
That's then, the second note, rose. So the first note is
Clement. Clementine. Then she got rose, and then I don't know like the order. These are the ones that I read and remember. She has a Namibian myrrh.
What that is?
A myrrh from Namibia. Okay. Yeah, the African country. Namibia.
I don't know what a myrrh is. Is that like frankincense?
That's like frankincense and myrrh. That's what they brought the Lord and Savior.
I guess I bring pearl. So now we're rocking around here smelling like the three wise men bringing gifts.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
See, this is
that shit. That shit might be like, move out the way.
Listen, because remember I was telling y'all when we went to the taco joint, when I went to Dubai, like their oils and colognes and perfumes are so strong because they make ouds, O-U-D, okay. Ouds. And one time we were smelling one of the ouds and they said, this is the king's fragrance. The king loves to smell like this. And every time I smell an overpowering cologne, like perfume, I said, this bitch smell like the king. What? So that's what I'm imagining. It's not sounding like I'm going to like it. So I'm going to wait till either somebody has it and I can smell it, or I'm going to go to a store and smell it. And then I will make a final determination.
Okay. I think I'll do that as well.
Since we're talking about perfumes, Sarah Jessica Parker, Miss Carrie Bradshaw, she is also dropping a new perfume with a much smaller price tag. It is called Lovely.
I feel like she's had perfumes before.
I think she has too. I'm trying to see if she has.
Well, how much is Lovely? Because I need to.
I am running low. Like, I am. Child, my perfume Latrae is getting slim pickings. I'm like, what the hell?
I need to restock.
So, it's called Lovely by SJP. It is $23.
Okay, this must be a Target at Walmart.
I'm just gonna copy the link and post it in the chat.
It's got what?
I mean, you can go check it out on yourself.
It's got to be Target or Walmart.
Girl, get it next day.
Oh, Amazon.
Right.
Amazon? It's on
the Prime. Yeah, in this story, they had an Amazon Prime link. And so it says, when the perfume touches your skin, you get mandarin, bergamot, rosewood, lavender, and apple martini. So
that's a lot of shit.
Right. So basically it's floral and woodsy, because that bergamot is going to give you that
woodsy,
musky. Then you got rosewood. It's not really rosy, but it's like the earth. And then the apple martini. Yes. Then it says the heart notes, you know, they're orchid, paper white, which I don't know what that is, and patchouli. And I know my bitch like patchouli.
No.
You don't like patchouli?
I do. I love the patchouli.
Okay, girl.
Nope, we're not doing that.
What are you doing?
I should have known that nigga was a red flag when I got in the bed with the patchouli and he said it gave him a headache. That right there. Should have been my side. Get move.
Oh yeah, because patchouli is a scent, and it smells so good.
Patchouli is that girl. Hello.
Anything with an undernote of that, and don't let it have like some cedar or something else
let
with it.
I see patchouli. That could be like it smell like. 3-day-old greens, 3-day-old greens, a preteen's armpit, and patchouli. Give me some.
Oh, let me smell it.
I mean,
let me just check it out.
Patchouli gonna cover all it.
It can't be that bad.
It can't be that bad. I think. It smell like a rotten tooth. And patchouli. I'll try.
Right this way. Spread on the paper. Not on me.
Not on me. There's a come with a candle.
Your whole house smell like shit and patchouli.
I fucks with patchouli.
So if you are looking for a perfume, you don't have no idea what it's gonna smell like, go ahead and Get that Beyonce. It'll be here in about a month. Sure. But if you're willing to try something for a quick $23.52, you know you can send that shit back to Amazon because they take everything back. Go ahead and get Carrie's new perfume.
Oh, I wonder. You know, Beyonce be dropping shit on the Amazon.
It may be available.
Now, if she drop it on Amazon,
I'll buy it because I'll send that shit right
back. Send it right back. Like,
Amazon do not care.
And they'll be like, why didn't you drop it?
It's broken. And you just didn't like, you don't like it no more.
They'll be like, why you ain't like it? Because she should have had patchouli in it.
Wait. It's empty, but I'm gonna send it back.
It came like that.
I woke up like this. So last week we talked a little bit about Jada, and what I am gonna tell y'all is, I am tired of her. Tired. I said this shit to V and was like, "You see why I'm tired of her ass?" Like one more sentence, and I'm gonna just go on all my social media platforms and mute Jada Pinkett Smith, Wills. I'm gonna mute all of their names.
Willard, so
don't nothing pop up. Okay,
I've almost lost interest in reading her book.
Child,
I think I'm gonna order Black Cake instead of getting her book at this point.
Cause this girl this week it's Jada Pinkett Smith clarifies that she and Will Smith were separated for 7 years until Oscar night.
But she said that, like, I felt like she said that in an interview. She said that she went to the Oscars as a support. And she was shocked when he was like, keep my wife's name. Because she said they hadn't called each other husband and wife in almost 7 years. I feel like it's not so much Jada, even though she does overshare. I feel like it's the media. Like, they keep regurgitating the shit. Like, okay. Like, they keep spinning it. But I'm sick. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the repeat of it. Like, so, yeah, I'm at this point. I'm not even interested anymore.
I don't have no more words for Jada Pinkett Smith. Like, none. I saw somebody promoting her book on Instagram this morning, and it's somebody I would normally like read they post, like it, whatever. I said, I'm not even, I can't. I scrolled right on past that shit. The same, they almost got muted.
If it's the same somebody, KB, I felt like whoever took them pictures did Jada dirty, because I was like,
Candy looked good as hell.
I was like, she looked like a little alien. Like, what the fuck? It was not, the pictures was not given. And I was like, I don't know. So is that an ugly spirit peering through?
Ain't no comment. I ain't got no comment on that.
I just looked at him and I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm done with that one. I ain't gonna talk about it. I'm gonna just say that Blueface and his little Mexican mama got engaged at the LA Rams game. And that's all I gotta say about it.
Okay.
Actually, no, I got one more sentence. He said that he chose to marry her because he is the only man she's been with. And anybody who has more than one baby daddy is a whore. That's all I would say about that.
Okay. So it rained today, this morning.
It was raining all month. It was raining. Day today.
Yeah, it's been a cloudy day. And I was just like, what the fuck? Next story.
So I was going to report on this, and I think I might have brought her up last week, but Rihanna, like, there have been a lot of reports to say Riri is going on tour next year. like they said she had signed a deal with Live Nation. She got two albums worth of music ready to go. And me being her baby mama, I was really excited for it. And I couldn't wait, right? This was going to be Renaissance-esque. You know, I was going to be ready to buy the tickets and be right there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they lied to me. They is bogus. She is not doing any of
why
that.
Why would they do that?
why they would do that to
that
me?
Why would
they tell that bold-faced
lie like that? Like,
it's such a lie. I was so angry. I was like, how you go hype this shit up? You got niggas seeing post after post. Rihanna got two albums worth of music. Yes, bitch, come on back. You done pop the kids out. Let's go. Back to work.
That was not
what I thought you was going with that at all.
Nothing.
You said it is bogus, boy.
What is wrong with people? Like,
they lied.
They just let anything fall out their mouth. Shit.
Anything for some clout. I'm telling you, pissed me clean.
Rihanna ain't going to no studio. Rihanna gonna be pregnant next summer.
No, she not. She done.
She is.
I hope she done.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
I can guarantee only, you. She you probably she pregnant now. Has it been 6 weeks?
Barely. That last little baby, I don't understand why she's got him in this pink. I understand it, but I don't understand it.
Child,
like, she did not confirm the sex, but she everybody keeps saying it's a little boy. But every time I see him, he got on pink and the big brother got on blue.
Child,
so
is
y'all trying to mentally fuck with
you
me?
You know, Rihanna be on fuck shit. Like, I love her.
She
to death.
Do be on fuck shit.
I love her to death. As I put the shit in my fancy cart. But listen. That's their baby. Shit. It could be whatever it wanna be. Nowadays, shit, I guess nowadays these new parents, they don't be putting genders on their child. They like it's a baby. We'll let them decide.
You're right. When the time is right.
When it's right. They'll know.
They'll know who they are.
Right, they'll know. You know, we're gonna let the vibes handle it. They're gonna let you know.
Okay.
So
all right. Sure.
I'm just gonna call them they the baby. Not the baby. The baby. Her baby. Their baby. Little baby.
It could be anybody's baby at this point.
Shit. A baby. You just know it's a baby. That's all you need to know. It's a baby.
Okay. So I'm tired of this actor strike as well.
Who?
The actor strike.
Oh, I don't know why I thought like you said Iker strike. I must be tired.
No, actor.
Okay.
So as you may recall, the actors union SAG AFTRA, AFTRA, because I know I don't sound like that's what I said. They've been on strike for some months at this point. And it's been 104 days. That's how long it's been.
Mm.
And at this point, the studios are getting frustrated. And so four of the big CEOs came to SAG's headquarters for the sixth time this month to try and figure out what the fuck is going on. So this is like people from Netflix, Disney, Universal, all of them. So they try and the CEOs are suggesting that some TV shows would have to be canceled if the strike goes on any longer.
Wow.
The union basically said, we don't give a fuck.
Right.
That the actors need a living wage and everything else that we are requesting.
Yeah, because that does seem like a manipulation tactic. Like, well, if you don't get off strike, we're going to cancel your show.
Exactly. So apparently the CEOs offered something. And SAG was like, yeah, no, that ain't going to work.
But from what I've heard and from what I understood, I feel like the SAG actors aren't asking for anything out of the norm. They want a living wage. They want they I think they want to get paid when their likeness is used, because now with the AI stuff, I think like before the strike, it's like they can use your image, your likeness, and not pay you.
Yep. They could, and then like with the writers, one thing they put in their contract, you can't use AI to write. You like taking money out of our pocket. But what the actors also are saying is like they want money for their shows streaming because they do not get paid appropriately for the amount of streams. And so one of the things they ask for is 57 cents per year from each streaming subscription around the globe, which equates to $500 million annually.
And I
think the actors currently get $126 million a year in streaming residuals. So the proposal would be four times that.
I think it's fair. As much money as these streaming services is making and they're charging, baby, please. Like, I think it's fair, and it's crazy. Like, shit, like, why? Sometimes they residual checks be like 25 cents, 10 cents. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I wish that we got something one time for like 10, 13 cents. And I said, what the fuck? What am I splitting 13 cents with feet for? Like, that ain't nothing.
How you want your 6.5 cents? You want 6 pennies? Or you want a nickel and a penny? Like, yeah, like, why would you even print a check for 13
cents? It costs more money to print the fucking check y'all sending them versus just paying them what they worth.
Pay these people. So, because you're making all of your money back and then some. Pay these people what they're worth. And a lot of times, you won't even make the money if you don't have the right person in a movie. So,
I just need all my Chicago shows back. I need Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
I need Stranger Things to be back up and running. Yes. Like, I need my shows, man. Like, I get it. It's plenty of things to watch on the Netflix and the Amazon and Hulu and all that shit. But you know, a lot of these shows just left us out here hanging like a motherfucker.
Man, yeah. Yeah. And I'm not like, I watch some reality shows, but I ain't really here for a lot of the reality shows.
Can you imagine if this strike continues to linger and we run out of new content, right? Let's just say it's no new episodes for no shows because we ain't got nothing. All we would have are reality TV shows and game shows.
Right. Or binging old shit.
I'm about to just go back and start falling in love with my old shows.
Or, what is it? SAG? Is that what they call? So that's American based. So what about like the British and all those?
They gotta figure out their own shit. Okay. So they already coming over here in SAG because they working in America.
But if a British show can air, they can still like, cause you know I fucks with the British shows and all that.
I know.
So. And I'll even do a little Nollywood. I'll do some, you know, African or Nigerian show or something. I would do all that. So
I feel like they pay their people different. I just have a feeling.
I'm sure they do. But
I'm sure something is illegal overseas. Like, it's gotta be, because they don't seem to have half the problems that we have here in America.
They probably just pay them. Like, I think, like, overseas, especially like when you get into the Bollywood and the Nollywood industry, I really think like, you know, they really put them up on a pedestal and they pay them.
Yep.
So
listen, You do know that the Ukrainian president used to be an actor in the Ukraine, like a famous actor. Not as big as the president. That lets you know that overseas shit just different.
Well, I mean, shit, we didn't have Ronald Reagan was an actor.
He sure was.
Hell,
He was not a good president.
We let Donald Trump be a president. We can't speak. Well, we can't talk about nobody at this point.
Well,
at this point, Sugarfoot could be president.
Baby girl.
Baby.
Just point at what you like.
Right.
Because they'll figure it out.
Right. Shit.
Speaking of Donald J.
Oh, shit. Man, what the hell?
See, you be giving me segues and I don't even have to ask for it.
That's not a segue I wanted to give.
So, my man's had court today, right? So this man has a gag order. So he ain't supposed to be talking about none of these cases. Like, he's not supposed to be saying shit. And so he go to court today. Judge like, hey, bro, I be seeing the shit you doing. I see it online. I see it on TV. I don't care what you say, who you was said you was talking about. I'm about to fine you $10,000 for violating your gag order. This motherfucker got up and stormed out the courtroom. They said Secret Service was chasing him.
I need to see video. I need to see the video of his big ass storming out the courtroom and his Secret Service running up behind him trying to catch up. They like.
They said didn't nobody expect that shit. They said his attorneys didn't expect it. They said the whole courtroom was like.
They was like the orange. They was like the orange eagle is on the run. The orange eagle is on the run.
Get him! Gotta go! Gotta go!
The orange eagle. He's big enough. Somebody catch him! Orange eagle. He's running.
Oh my God. Like where were? What were you thinking?
The little pointy shoes he be wearing in that suit, girl. Just a fool. I wanted to see if
need to see it.
I want to know if his hair moved when he was running or storming out. Like, did that bang, like, do a little wave?
Did the bang?
Did his bang do a little wave in the wind when he stormed off? I need to see. Show me the video. I need to see the video.
I'm really looking for it, but there's no video of it anywhere.
I wonder if they had a cameraman in the court.
They probably didn't.
Yeah.
They probably didn't.
I need to see
that. Oh, but I would pay anything, almost anything, to see that. Like, I just see his face all frowned up.
Good.
And in my brain, he looks like a 5-year-old running to their room about to have a temper tantrum. That's what I see.
That's probably what it was. Ooh, what if he would have did that run where they'd be swinging their arms?
I was just picturing that in my head.
What if he did one of them moves? Girl. That is who y'all want as y'all president. Yep.
Oh, I will say he is entertaining.
Sure.
That's all I'm gonna say. Because during the pandemic, when I heard his press conference about to come on, oh, I got up from my chair to go sit in front of the TV for that shit.
It was the debates for me. You are a mean woman. You are an angry woman.
No, nasty woman.
It was Biden and Trump. Biden wants to smack shit out of Trump.
I feel like Biden had a little more in him at that point. He was ready.
He
Trump.
Had a little bite in him. Nah, he tried to slap somebody.
Tied in the motherfucker.
Girl, if Biden tried to slap somebody right now, that nigga is going to spin around and do a 360.
When I tell you,
I'd be worried.
I'd be worried every time I see him walk on camera.
I'd be worried.
Every time I see him walking, I'm like,
oh, Lord.
Take your time, Joe.
Put one foot in front of the other.
Take your time. Please, somebody, Secret Service. Why y'all not standing on the side of this man? Why y'all keep letting him walk ahead of y'all?
They're 6 feet behind. No, 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 no. One on the left, one on the right. Let's catch get in formation. Might need a nigga behind him too. One all around.
All around. 360 this man.
They might need to stand next to Joe and be like, left, right, left,
right. Right. That nigga would trip off air. Please, y'all. Don't let this man fall. If y'all let him fall again, I'm going to start to think that y'all are hired by Trump.
They do not care.
They do not care.
Or Kamala.
Right. She like, I only took this position because I thought that in these 4 years, I would be getting sworn in as president.
She on some horse the car shit right now.
Right.
Like,
what I got to do to get this nigga to one time for the one time.
What if she is setting up every one of his falls?
I wasn't gonna say it because I don't want people.
No, I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. Okay.
Matter of fact, speaking of Kamala, where is her silk press having ass? I ain't seen her.
I see her kiki laugh, kiki,
I ain't
stand
seen
up,
since the damn Renaissance concert. Where the fuck is you at? The world.
Where's your antennas?
And where
Kamala?
Was your ass? When the world was fine. See that ass at the Rock Nation picnic.
Black
what a
people
beast. Where she been? But it don't take that long to get no silk press. Where the fuck is you at, Kamala? Go.
Listen, last time I saw her, she was having a hip-hop 50-year anniversary party. And she had on them, like, some silk-looking pants. Look, she was dancing away. That's the last time
she was waving her
that.
Hands in the air, waving them like she just don't care. And the world is going to hell. She having, where the fuck is Kamala at? She's somewhere with her damn hair rolled up. She like, it's too much going on. I can't sweat out my silk press with all this shit. She said,
I'ma just sit on the couch with my wine and my popcorn.
She like, shoot. Where the next party at? She like, I'm here for the black shit. I ain't here for all this other shit. I mean, ain't seen her.
I don't know where she be at, bro.
We got a janky ass new speaker of the house. She ain't her shit from her country. We got fucking genocide going on. Ain't made a statement. I mean, it niggas is out here. Where's Kamala at? Somebody go.
I don't know.
I know she ain't in Mina's getting her damn hair.
Mina's? She had Nefertiti talking about. Yeah, just give me
loose
a few curls
this time. Not too many curls.
Loose curls.
Not too many curls.
For y'all that don't know what we talking about, in Chicago, there are quite a few. Everybody say they Egyptian. Everybody in these hair salons are not Egyptians, but they all got Egyptian names. It's like Nefertiti, Mina's. And it's another one. They be silk pressing the hell out of our hair.
Shit.
It be good. You hear me?
Listen.
You just go and say, I want my hair done. You go get you a smock in the back. You sit there, you get shampoo.
You gonna go in there with an inch of hair and they gonna blow dry that shit to 4 inches when you done. You gonna go in there with a pixie cut and come out, they gonna blow dry it out to a bob.
Yeah, because I'd be looking like, where is my hair? After they wash my hair and then they blow dry, I'd be like, never mind.
There you go.
I should have known.
Right. Yeah. Shit. Somebody go tell us what Kamala is.
So, weird rumor. Don't know if it's true. But apparently, Jonathan Majors and Megan Good have gotten married.
Well, good for them.
Their relationship, everybody was talking about it because, you know, Jonathan is still currently, you know, fighting his domestic abuse case. And Megan had just gotten a divorce from her pastor husband.
Pastor, director, producer.
Director, producer.
Writer.
Praying on Instagram, husband.
Girl, please.
He would get on that, close them eyes so tight.
Let me just tell you how you ain't shit. You know you ain't shit because I told you before I hate that shit. And now I just
Devon Franklin would get on Instagram. Father, we come before you. Sir. He was your favorite. Instagram pastor.
You quit with the performance. That's why Megan was like, I'm out. I'm sick of this silly shit.
I am sick of this silly shit.
You got the women in the church cursing me out and shit, telling me how I can look. And your dingy ass is up here with the phone. You ain't even got a good angle. And why you got your eyes closed recording yourself? Father God, we come before you right now. Shut up. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. Yeah.
So, apparently they got married.
Oh, good for them.
Internet legal correspondent tweeted out Megan Good Majors congratulations, and so nobody has said anything since then.
Are they saying it's because of that video that went around and he said, well, the missus said?
Well, they are saying it because they believe that this legal correspondent has information.
They got papers.
But as no one has found the paperwork, so it could be like the Kanye situation. So everybody was questioning if Kanye and Kim 3.4 version 3.4 were actually married, and they went and got a confidential marriage license because they didn't want everybody in their business.
Oh, how do you do that?
I don't know, but I should have thought of that.
I need to look into that because when it's my time.
I would like to be confidential, please. How much but that
works? How much? What I got to do to make this confidential? What I got to do? Keep this under the wrap.
How much? I'll give you $40.
What would you do if I just got... Did you say $40?
Yeah, it's 40. I'll give you $40.
What would you do if I just popped up married?
Bitch, I would be mad as hell. Let me tell you how mad I would be. I will come to your house. Mind you, I have not been to a suburban villa, but I will find that bitch. And I'm gonna stay. Excuse me. You go come answer this door because you got some splaining to do.
Not come answer this door,
ma'am. I'm here. I wasn't invited. I don't even know this man. Introductions. I would pop up at your job say, "Let's go get some coffee because clearly we not friends no more. We must be breaking up. So let's go to the coffee shop and have a sit down." Because you not gonna sit up here and marry somebody and I don't know about it.
Well, friend.
Hold on. Alicia. What is wrong with your sister? Because all of a sudden she not telling me stuff. Did she tell you?
Right. That'd be your first thing out your mouth. Because you gonna, if she knew, it didn't say, mm-hmm. You're gonna be like, so ain't nobody saying shit.
Nobody go tell me nothing. Okay, that's fine. I know. Yeah. I will act accordingly. See if you get a gift from me, bitch. See if you get a gift card from me.
I will govern myself accordingly.
Please, because I do not want to have to cut you off. I like you, okay? Please. I really like you. I don't want to cut you off, okay?
Let's get it together. Listen, I know it would be Armageddon if I just bust up on anybody's socials with a ring like, call me Mrs.
I would be in the Brunch Bunch group chat like, let me tell y'all about y'all friend. She can and remove you from the group.
That's why
I ain't gonna know nothing.
said, let me tell y'all about y'all friend. That's, you know, I see Felicia has been removed from the group. Mm-hmm. Like, damn! Yeah. I'm going to start another one. What you got to say?
Bitch!
First of all,
we could have had a proper shower. A proper shower.
No, because I know you would be hot.
I would be upset. But I wouldn't be upset. That's selfish me talking. Realistic, I would be like, you know what? This nigga got to be it because my friend got married. This nigga got to be it. You hear me? ain't nothing wrong with him. Nothing. Mm-mm. He the best because my friend got married.
This nigga
got
to be it.
That's, you hear me?
Well, anyway, next subject.
she like, I ain't got nothing to add to this because it ain't nobody in the running right now. These niggas in these streets.
Move out the way.
Speaking of niggas in these streets, I'm gonna be half serious and half not, okay? Because this is half serious, and it's half serious. Okay, so I'm pretty sure people have been.
I was about to say street meat, but never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, so Dwight Howard.
Oh, street meat. I was right.
It's literally the best segue. You said street meet. I was like, yeah, so Dwight Howard.
So Dwight, listen. So the unfortunate part of his story right now is it has forced him to come out.
I don't
like it one bit.
I don't
because we all know there have been rumors about Dwight for a very long time. Like if you watch old school Basketball Wives, his ex-girlfriend, fiance, whoever, Royce, she definitely shared that, you know, he likes trans women, he likes the boys. And nobody wanted to believe her. He tried to hit her with a gag order and all of this other stuff. And so that wasn't the last time we heard about it. Like it kept coming up. And if I was Dwight, I likely would have just said, you know what, fuck it. It keep coming out. People keep finding out.
Get ahead
out.
Of it.
Get ahead of it. I don't know who his PR person is either, because that person should have just been like, hey, dog, listen.
Or maybe they
we
tried.
We put out seven.
Maybe they tried. And you know, me, you know, black men and black, more specifically, black men have a hard time with that. So,
yeah, and he's an athlete, so that makes it even worse.
They will stay, listen, they will fucking bury themselves in their closet. Bury themselves in the closet before they come out, and that's unfortunate. And the reason why is because of insensitive shit like this. Let a person, first of all, what a person decides to do in a bedroom is their business. It ain't nobody's business. And
nobody's.
To be outing people. And I hate when, like, the people that they had these experiences with out them. Like, you dirty dog.
Yep.
Why would you do that? Like, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, because this is bogus. But this is also, the serious part is, this is a court case, right?
Right. So I've been saying, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it and you just be like, Chad, whatever.
Right. So what's the court case about?
Okay, so this man, we go call him Harper, because I think that's his last name. He said that he reached out to Dwight via direct message on Instagram, and he ended up sending him his cell phone number, and then Dwight like texted him right back. And so Dwight Howard told Harper that I'm into some freaky shit, you down, essentially.
And he asked for Harper to send him some nudes or explicit photos is what they said. It's nudes. He wanted some nudes. He wanted to see what he was working with.
Right.
And so they exchanged texts and they exchanged nudes and videos. Okay.
Oh.
So then Harper said that Dwight wanted a threesome with this. And I believe Kitty is a trans person. I believe I saw that. And I'm not going to say, I don't know trans man, trans woman, because it just said trans on the article that I read. So okay. I'm not being disrespectful. And so they wanted a threesome. He said that Kitty performed oral on Dwight. Harper was uncomfortable and didn't want to participate. So this is awesome. You showed up to the party scared. You knew what was going down, Harper. Anyway, what? So then he said Dwight tried to touch his thigh and stroked his penis, and he asked Dwight to stop. And they said Dwight kept going and told him, "You go do whatever and you go like it."
Now wait a minute, Dwight. You can't be.
You can't just take it, Dwight.
You can't take it from anybody now, Dwight. Nah.
Now you might like it.
I was,
but
with
that
you.
Don't mean you can take
it. You can't take it, like, you know. And you,
get what you want, sir. But taking is something else.
You can't take it. You can't.
So
just
the whole thing is,
you can't.
Harper said. Dwight forced him to perform oral, and he said he tried to call an Uber, but Howard made Kitty, the other person, take him home. So the lawsuit is accusing Dwight Howard of assault.
That's
battery.
Definitely assault and being an asshole. And mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you come on, Dwight. Now see, now you can't be in your closet forcing niggas in there and shit. Now don't be snatching niggas in the closet, which. Nah, if,
come in here, dog. I'm
coming this one for the closet.
Turn it off. Yeah, so Dwight Howard is denying the sexual. He denying the sexual assault, but he is not denying the sexual activities. He said everything was consensual.
He like, yeah, I had him there. He sucked my dick, but I ain't make him do it. I mean,
I ain't make that nigga do nothing. Ooh, I mean, he wanted to. Oof, yeah.
Well, maybe Dwight might be like, that's how he like it.
I don't know. But all I know is I do feel bad. He's forced to be out. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to keep it moving. Because you talking too fucking much, bro. Just talking too much. Yeah, definitely cut your ass off.
Because you know how I go there.
Right. So I normally don't listen to this man on the internet because he doesn't have a great track record. This nigga have been crying on the internet and all this. I don't have the patience for it. I actually unfollowed him on all social media. So I only see it when he pop up on the blog.
Oh Lord, I know who you're talking about.
And so Tyrese. Lyrese, whatever you want to call him.
What more do you want from me?
That was my last fucking straw. That video, I'm telling y'all, when I get tired of a motherfucker, mute, unfollow, delete, all that shit.
Oh,
so listen, so after he did all that, I unfollowed him, so I don't see nothing he posts, but I will see like stuff on the blog. So we all know that he's gone through a divorce through the pandemic. And he was really fighting for this woman to get her back, like fighting tooth and nail. And I think eventually he just said, fuck it. And he has a new album, a newish album out. And he talked about, you know, I don't think you ever loved me as a song. And then Love Transaction is another song. I only know some of this because I listened to the R&B Money podcast with Tank and Jay Valentine, one of my favorites, because I love music. So anyway, they had Tyrese on the show, and he was talking about his album and what he went through. And, you know, he talked about those songs. And so this week, though, his ex-wife, Samantha Lee, has been opening up about how she filed for divorce. And for those that don't know, what happened was they was going through it. Tyrese was gone somewhere filming a movie or whatever. She's at the crib in Atlanta. She like, I need you to come home. I'm tired of this. This ain't what I signed up for. Yada, yada, yada. Woo, wop, shabam. So Tyrese is literally on a plane on his way to Atlanta. I don't know where he's coming from. Shorty got a U-Haul, movers, all these people to pack up all her shit, all the baby shit. Got a mask over the Ring camera so Tyrese can't see what the fuck is going on, and moved out the house. So when Tyrese get there, ain't shit there.
Why? Again?
Come to find out, she basically had some bad friends in her ear telling her that she should just leave him.
Let this be a lesson.
And she listened.
Let this be a lesson.
And now she regrets. She says, if I had different people in my ear at the time, I would not have made that decision.
Should've, could've,
Tyrese on the internet today said, all right, cool. You done tried to come back a couple times. I done moved on, boo-boo.
Yeah,
I'm good, boo-boo.
A new big booty chick.
Yeah, he keeps saying boo-boo on this video. It's so funny. I'm good, boo-boo. Get your sick your lawyers off me, boo-boo. I don't even, if you regret it all, why you still trying to get money from me?
Because she's like, shit, I may be regretting, but I still got these bills to pay. I regret the life I walked away from.
I regret to inform you. I'ma need that
money. I regret to inform you, we still got a motherfucking child, nigga. Shit.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
so this is funny to me because I normally would never side with Tyrese because he gets on my motherfucking nerves. But yeah, in this instance, he seems like, I thought he was exaggerating. Like, I literally thought he was exaggerating this whole story about how she left and everything. And it really wasn't an exaggeration. It was legit truth. And he talked about they was going through counseling. She had good people in her ear, but she chose to listen to them little chicken head hoes that was telling her, girl, you can get his money. You don't even got to stay here. He always gone.
You,
what
you
he doing
get
for
more
you?
If you leave and if you stay, let me tell y'all something.
I wish a motherfucker would.
First of all, that's why you got to look at your friends.
Couldn't
none of my friends, if they single, if they in miserable relationships, or if they just, like, if they shit ain't 100, couldn't none of them tell me to leave my man? Is you dumb?
Mm-mm.
Is you stupid or is you dumb? Bitch,
mm-hmm.
Go leave your man. Wasn't you just crying about that nigga last week? You gonna leave that nigga.
Exactly.
Nah, see, that's why, you know, they say, you gotta look at your circle. My friend groups, we ain't in the business of telling niggas to leave. Mm-hmm. Even if we don't agree, we'll be like, what's this? I'm here for you. If you like it, yeah. I love it. We ain't telling you to leave.
Mm-mm.
We just be like, all right, sis, well, you know.
We may provide some recommendations, like, have
right.
you tried counseling?
Right.
Maybe y'all should try date night more.
Yeah.
Y'all should communicate. Like, we might do that.
Right.
But
try the heat and lube next time.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Lord, I said counseling. I said date night.
Good
I said
me.
Communication. Shorty went straight to the heated lubrication, and I do not even understand how we got there, Lord.
Because, you know, we give well-rounded,
holistic
advice. Is what we. But what we're not going to do is tell you to leave. We're not going to tell you that. So,
yeah.
Sis, you just going to have to chuck this one up and stop telling people that.
Cause he,
I agree.
Especially if he like, well, I don't want you no more.
Like, I don't want you. I don't want.
I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. Like, you done broke that man's heart. He done. He got him a big booty chick. You could just
we'll see how long that lasts.
I mean,
my thing is that she had us fooled because she made him look crazy, bro. Tyrese looked crazy because he was chasing after her and really fighting for her and all this stuff, only to find out that you was listening to Keisha, who ain't got nobody.
Listening to your manless, husbandless ass friend.
Mm-hmm. Who probably out there eating 48 oysters on a Tuesday night because it's a special.
These motherfuckers, you listen to your friends who sneaking air tags in their man's shoe. Putting air tags. You listen to your friends who putting air tags in their man's truck. You took advice from them. Y'all be dumb as hell.
Just dumb as hell.
Just dumb as fuck. Even if you got like, I'm the single friend out the group. I'm still not going to be like, girl, come over to this side. Please, girl.
I would anything, she'd be like, girl, you better love that man.
With all your might. It's hard.
She's like, it's hell out here.
It is hell out of here. Girl, please stay with your man. Please. I don't listen. I don't be interfering with my friends. They be like, it's date night. Have a blessed one. May y'all continue to be on. I'll talk to you. I don't be calling. Let me tell you something. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all be having the wrong friends. My friends tell me they with their husband, with their man. I'll be like, all right, sis. Shit. Enjoy it. I'm not interfering at all. I ain't calling. I ain't texting. Please be with your man. Be with your husband. Enjoy y'all time together. Do what you got to do. Like I said, try to warm and lubricate. I am always a component of love.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Now, if the shit is shaky, I'm going to just be like, hey, sis, if you like it, I love it. I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get tired. I ain't going to tell you to leave. You will never say, Felicia said, leave my man. I'm going to be like, you's a lie, bitch. I didn't say leave him. I said leave him alone. Going out of the room.
You misinterpreted
what the fuck I said. I said leave him alone. I meant like go to the have a day spa, let the nigga breathe that shit out, and then y'all come back and talk about it. I didn't tell you to leave. That's your dumb ass fault.
Yeah. So why are we talking about these dumbass girls this week?
Oh.
A group of ladies decided to make a list of places that men shouldn't take them on the first date. And there are 28 places on this list. I'm going to tell you the places that I agree shouldn't be first date locations. Okay. I'm gonna tell you which ones I agree with.
Okay.
Then after that, I'm going in.
Okay.
So number one, your house.
Agreed.
I am not coming to your house for
not
the
on first date.
Date.
Nah.
You are not coming to my house.
Not
the
on the first
date.
Date. Nah.
So I agree with them with that one.
Not as the date. Now if we go on a date and shit kind of pop locking and dropping.
Anywho, moving right along. I also agree with fast food restaurants. I also agree with that. A McDonald's, a Burger King, a Taco Bell. Like, nah. I do agree with that. Those, unless you're in high school, that's what y'all, the high school kids do that. I'm grown. We wouldn't do that.
Right.
Then, number three, the gym. I don't care how much a workout gym rat I might be. That's not a place I want my first date to be.
Mm-mm.
I don't care if I met you at the gym. We not Mm-mm. coming back to this motherfucker for a date.
How the fuck you do a date at the gym anyway? Because I got my routine. I want to do what I got to do, and I'm out.
So I agree with that one. Church. I 1,000% agree.
Yeah, because I might start shouting, and that's going to be embarrassing.
He's gonna catch the Holy Ghost, start running up the aisle. That nigga's gonna be gone. He's gonna be out the door, bro. He's gonna be out the door. He take two steps in that aisle. He can be like, oh, that was my.
He's like, what the fuck? Oh, you should hang.
Girl, if you don't stop, I'm gonna hang up. The next one I agree with is family functions.
Yeah, nah.
I just met you, possibly. Right.
I
maybe
with your uncle now, I mean, your grandma, your uncle.
Not doing it. Mm-mm. No family functions. And lastly, I will agree with nightclubs.
Yeah,
that is it. That's all I agree with.
I think those was the same ones for me. Your house. The gym, church, nightclub, hookah bar. Now, IHOP and Denny's. Oh, and fast food chain. So here's my thing. So let's say, you know, first day. Hey, I was thinking we can go out for breakfast. You know, let's go to IHOP. I'm a pivot. Like, have you ever tried Batters and Berries? Have you ever tried Toast and Jam? Have you ever tried whatever? Miss Biscuit. Is Miss Biscuit still open?
That bitch is gone.
Oh, okay. Have you ever tried Daily's? Like, it's like I like those type of breakfast spots. And it's about the same price point. I'm good on the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. I would be like, let's try these. I would just pivot on those. Like, let's try this spot. Let's try that. Like, yeah. That's it for everything
the
else.
One,
and found, yeah.
The ones I really like, though. So on first dates, I like Conversations. Random ass shit, though. Like, it don't have to be nothing serious.
Right.
But I really like coffee dates.
I do, too.
Ice cream dates. Sport event type dates. So, if your ass taking me to an arcade and I can try to beat your ass on a game.
Right.
Boy. And you can take my shit talking while we playing video games and shit. Boy, you is
winner, chicken dinner.
I'm telling you. That's how you build, like, that chemistry, that like banter between people. What is y'all trying to do? Y'all want a free meal?
That's all they really want.
Or you trying to get to know the person?
They just really want a free meal. That's all. That's what it's boiling down to. They want a free meal and they want content. They're not really trying to get to know that person, and they feel and it's given. In order for a date to be good, you got to be dropping a bag.
Exactly, because the number one place they put on this list is Cheesecake Factory, and I'm gonna have to disagree with them. Like, if we do a dinner and then we go into an activity, and you take me to Cheesecake Factory, I'm not gonna judge you because it's not cheap, and I'm not gonna judge you because it ain't expensive.
Right?
It's fine with me. Give me some brown bread.
Listen.
I'm gonna find something at least one thing on the menu that I can eat, because I've been here before.
It's 500 things on the menu. I know for sure. Let me get that brown bread and let me go and get these fresh tacos. And I think they got decent little lemon drop or something like that.
I don't mind you taking me somewhere I'm familiar
gonna take
the total with
cheesecake to go,
so that we can like be more comfortable at dinner.
Right.
So y'all want them to take you to a 5-star restaurant. You ain't even been here, sis.
Right.
So you about to be sitting up here looking
uncomfortable.
I don't know.
You uncomfortable because you looking at the shit, can't pronounce shit on the menu, not sure what it really is.
He uncomfortable because he looking at the prices like, shit, this about to blow my budget.
Mm-hmm.
So, and y'all both just sitting there, ain't talking, because y'all both uncomfortable. Listen, go somewhere where y'all can be comfortable, y'all can chill, y'all can talk, y'all can kick it, you can feel a person out, you can, like you said, you can feel, get the vibes, see if there's some chemistry there, and go from there.
That's you know what's funny? I was going to do, so like number, I was talking to Dee about this, like number 22 is somewhere that requires a long drive. Now, as a Chicago girl, I'm going to tell you something. Some dates are different in Chicago.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, if this man pick me up, take me to the gas station, we get some snacks, we riding up Lakeshore Drive. Can we run in a few areas together? That is a date to me. I'm
listen,
sorry.
Listen, if the music is good, like you said, we done got some snacks, we conversating. Yeah, that is a date. Like, I'm good on it. Like, I'm fine with that. I am okay.
I'm sorry, y'all
that.
Might not understand Lakeshore that, Drive, but man, we got a lake. It's beautiful.
Yes,
it's a peaceful ass drive.
Giving. It's going to be giving. I can't think of the words. It's a Beyonce song.
Okay.
But
I'll be with you.
It's giving vibes.
It's all vibes.
Like
if y'all ain't
Lakeshore
never
Drive,
Google
on,
it,
man.
Y'all. If y'all ain't from Chicago, Google Lakeshore Drive.
Listen.
It is one of the best drives. I tell you, if I ever need to think, I will get in a car and go on Lakeshore Drive and just drive.
Well, it, like
I'm
anywhere,
I'm calm down.
Like driving up Lakeshore Drive anywhere with like a countryside, like yeah,
some views. These people don't know.
They don't know. They are, all it is everybody is. It's all about being able to post and say you went there, the content, mm-hmm. like nowadays everybody think you gotta spend $100 every time you go somewhere, you gotta spend $200-$300 to go outside. Like it ain't that. It should be vibes, it should be good times. Like shit. Okay, he done spent $150 on the plate, but did he make you smile? Did he make you laugh?
What did you learn on that day?
Did he make you think? Did he make you blush?
Because I'm telling you, a lot of times these men are taking y'all to these restaurants, and when they spend that bag on that meal for you on that first date, they got an expectation in mind because they ain't thinking about nothing else. They honestly have already like. Most of them have checked out to be like, you know what? I bet I might as well get some because I done already spent $200-$300.
Right. And then not only that, but like, if you can't, if in order for you to go on a date and it's got to be that top tier shit for first dates, do you really even like this nigga? Are you really truly interested in this man, or are you just trying to get a date, or are you just trying to say you went somewhere?
They be hungry, bro.
Listen.
They hungry. They want food. They need a meal.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them.
Good luck. Well, that's all of the key topics I got for today. Since you got some shit for them?
I do. So, do you remember, like, I want to say it's like back in 07 when it was that big thing with Burr Oak Cemetery? Where they was,
piling bodies on piling
bodies. So after that, I was like, don't bury me, cremate me.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm gonna have to think of something else because, a Colorado funeral home, there were 189 bodies found, and they had told the families that they had been cremated and had gave them fake ashes.
What?
Yes.
They put baby powder in the urn.
I don't know what the fuck they was putting in the urn, but they, a Colorado Springs funeral home had 189 decaying bodies that were discovered. They are trying to go through the death certificates to see what's going on. One lady said, like, her mom's last wish was to have her remain scattered in a place that she loved, not rotting away in a building. So, they was like, Return to Nature gave Wilson's family and some others death certificates stating their loved ones' remains had been handled by one or two crematories. But those business told the Associated Press they were not performing cremations for Return to Nature on the dates included on the certificate. So, so I guess the funeral home had the bodies, but they were supposed to send the bodies to a place to get them cremated, and they wasn't. And I'm like, well, goddamn, y'all just out here just bogus as hell with people's family remains. Now I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Definitely.
Stuff me.
Wow. No, ma'am.
Stuff me and put me in a corner.
No, ma'am.
Stuff me and put me on a thing like a deer.
No, ma'am.
What is taxidermy?
No, ma'am. Because them boys is not, they're not for that. They do not want that around. No, ma'am. Also wanted to be cremated. And then I saw other things like, y'all could turn me into a tree and plant me, and I could always be a part of your life.
Planted by the water, I'll not be moved. Okay.
All right.
My friend said, plant me by the tree.
The tree planted by the water. They could also make me into a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Two Chicks Talking Shit.
Shine bright.
Listen, we would love to hear from you.
At your diamond ceremony, when they be like, here lays tear this such and such carrot diamond on the bus, I'm like, shine bright tonight. You win. That's my friend, y'all. You're beautiful.
Like a diamond in the sky. If you want, listen, y'all should send us some topics because I can't even bring up stuff around her no more. Hit us up. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. I'll be checking the Twitter sometimes. But you guys will send us an email. Send us your questions. Send us your scenarios. Tell us something that happened. We love sharing a good anonymous story. So we are at the number 2 chicks, TALKINSHYT @gmail.com. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next week, what should they do, sis?
Drink your water, mind your business, be a blessing, and shine bright like a diamond.
Period. Peace.